Once upon a time across the Midwest, people began to cut back the prairie grass, bushes, and trees around their homes in order to keep a better eye on wild animals or the enemy. Author Andy Wasowski says many of those perceived threats were never there or are now long gone. But he says most people still surround themselves with a short lawn, practically from cradle to grave.
We put lawns around our schools. We put lawns around where we work. We put lawns around where we worship. We play on lawns. And if that's not bad enough, when we die, they stick a lawn on top of us.
The audience at a recent conference in Milwaukee was one of many to which Wasowski speaks. Wasowski has written part or all of 8 books on the natural landscaping movement. It's a movement that dislikes finely trimmed lawns and instead promotes the use of native grasses, flowers, and bushes. Wasowski calls himself a botanical missionary. Many others have taken up the cause as well.
It's a way to be outside.
Wendy Walcott does her evangelizing at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center in suburban Milwaukee. She says if you buy the concept of natural landscaping and want to try it, you must realize you can't just sit back and watch the weeds grow.
Because we found that if we just let things go because of our land use history, we get a lot of plants that never were supposed to grow here. And they don't have any companions. They came from a different continent, and they just generally turn into weeds.
So if you don't want your grass to be replaced by things like Queen Anne's lace or buckthorn shrubs, Walcott says it's vital to do some research on the kinds of things that grew on your land before there was grass seed, sod, or farm crops. You can either find that information in books, magazines, or websites, or by looking at wild areas in nearby nature preserves. Next, Walcott says, choose natural plants that fit your yard's terrain or type of soil. There are thousands of choices, but for shady areas, the experts say some common plants are ferns or bloodroot trillium. For sunny areas, some flowers like native black-eyed Susans. And for wetland, try sedges or skunk cabbage. Pat Armstrong is a natural landscaper and consultant in the Chicago suburb of Naperville. She says the right planning pays off in a number of ways.
Once a native plant is established in a habitat which is suitable for it, it lives on whatever nature gives it, and you don't have to really care for it that much.
Armstrong says that means you rarely have to water established native plants or use fertilizers and pesticides. However, to help the growing process, she does have to burn her yard once a year. She does that after alerting the local fire department and Illinois EPA. Now, annual burns are not possible in more compact communities like the Chicago suburb of Cicero. But there, Serena Joyner is about to start her 3rd year of natural landscaping. Joyner says she and her neighbors live so close together, they're cheek by jowl. So she began her ground revolution in the backyard.
People there are very conservative. They've been keeping their backyards the way they do for like 30, 40 years. So I started on the backyard. Then this past year, I just started working on the front yard after people had seen what, you know, was happening in the backyard. So I really haven't had any problems. Now I'm expanding to the parkway.
But some natural landscaping advocates say they do occasionally fight with neighbors or with city officials trying to enforce local weed control ordinances. Sometimes the opponents back off, other times they don't. Naturalists like Wendy Walcott also say natural landscapers sometimes lose out to the advertising power of the traditional landscaping industry that stresses instant grooming.
Move in from another city. Ask us, we'll get you a beautiful landscape by next year, or even by this year.
Walcott says it's likely that most people will opt for short grass lawns for the foreseeable future. But others predict that higher gasoline prices, occasional water shortages, and the desire to draw songbirds to unmowed areas could make natural landscaping the norm by the year 2020. Andy Wasowski, the botanical missionary, has a chant to lead the way.
I think we should all start saying, what do you want? Native plants. When do you want them? Now. What do you want? When do you want them?
Now.
Thank you.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.